When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the North Shore 9 post-game show sponsored by Primanti's Brothers. I'm your host, Neil. And with me is the one, the only, Dougie Fresh.
And hey, fellas.
How's it going, Doug?
Hey, it's going great. midway through the day, I wasn't sure it was going great, but it you know, you didn't think it was going to get better after Swinski's home run. And then we got a milestone. So hashtag raise it. Put it in there.
Yes. Please make sure if you want sandwiches sponsored by Primanti's Brothers, please put hashtag raise it in the comments. We will do a drawing at the end of the show. And if your name is called, you will get two free sandwiches. We will get that out to you. Yeah. There's only one place to start for this game. And so that, of course, is our boy, Andrew McCutchen. He hits his 300th career home run. Doug, you've seen a lot of Pirates. You've grown up. You've got to see a lot of people wear the black and gold. Where does this rank in terms of players that you've been able to see over the years?
I mean, it's pretty special. And, you know, I mean, I grew up watching Willie Stargell and Dave Parker and, you know, some pretty exciting stuff. I mean, I saw all of Bond's Pirates career. But, you know, we've been in sort of a pretty dry stretch. And to see McCutchen, to have him come back, to see him get his 300th home run. I mean, it's he has been a signature Pirate. And, you know, the question for me has always been is who is the fourth guy on the Pirates' Mount Rushmore? You know, it's Stargell, Clemente, and Wagner. You know, McCutchen is staking his claim to that. You know, I've always been a Dave Parker guy. I'm going up to the games over the Memorial Day weekend to get the Dave Parker bobblehead, you know. But it is hard to deny Kutch what he's meant to this team, what he's meant to this city. So, and you know, he's been struggling, he's been scuffling. I mean, you know, the first inning, DiNardo was all over him for, you know, looking at that third strike with runners on. So it was nice to see him, you know, and I'm sure, you know, he wouldn't admit to it, but I'm sure he's happy to, you know, that he's got that on. Now I don't want to call it the pressure, but just the thought of having to take care of that. He's got his 300th home run now. It was just great. He's been a special player. And I feel really fortunate that I've got to see him and that he's back in the Pirates black and gold.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I was there after the Bonds era. I didn't get to see Stargell. I didn't get to see Bonds. I didn't get to see any of those greats. The first people I remember are Brian Giles, Jason Bay, Jack Wilson. Like, those were my stars and they were good. And I really liked them. I think I even cried when Jason Bay did, like, completely laid an egg at the Home Run Derby, just because I had never seen one of my guys do that. Kutch is on a different level. He was the team. He is the face of the team of the 21st century. And so just being able to see him get a milestone like this, like, he is taking a claim not only for Mount Rushmore for the Pirates, but also for the Hall of Fame. And I'm biased, but I want to see him in the Hall of Fame. It was special to see that today.
Yeah, as we, you know, I started thinking about that last season, because, as you know, the numbers are changing for the Hall of Fame now, right? I mean, we're not going to see another 330 career hitter, right? You know, he has been filling up the old stat sheet there pretty nicely. And, you know, really what he needs, what would really, you know, make it interesting would be some postseason success. And, you know, he's 300 home runs is a good number. He's got steals. He's got doubles. He's, you know, he's been a terrific player, an MVP, you know, a couple top three finishes. So his resume looks really good. If he could just get on fire in the playoffs this season, assuming a lot, but if he could do that, you're like, you know, right. He's got a pretty good case. I mean, I tell you, the player that I always really liked was Harold Baines. He's no Andrew McCutchen. You know, he's before your time, but he was just a nice, solid, consistent player. And if he can get it, and, you know, then Andrew McCutchen, there's room for Andrew McCutchen in my Hall of Fame.
I mean, my entire thing is that if there's room for Bill Mazeroski in this Hall of Fame, there is room for Andrew McCutchen. you know, and again, I am completely biased. I'm sure if you're like not a Pirates fan, you probably don't think that, like, he's probably in the Hall of Very Good, but I'm biased.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's kind of where I have him. But again, it's because, like I said, I grew up watching guys get, you know, 400 home runs, and you know, the markers were, you know, you had a 300 lifetime batting average, you had, you know, 300 plus home runs, that, you know, that sort of thing. But those numbers are changing. You know, we're not going to see 300 game winners again. We can't use these numbers that we've had for 100 years. We can't use as our benchmark numbers anymore. We have to adjust with the game. It's a tough case. So
yeah, but, you know, either way, completely really special moment. Kutch finally gets his 300th. He was really struggling. All he needed to do was block DiNardo on Twitter, and suddenly he was fixed again. So
yeah, exactly.
He is another North Shore 9 victory.
Right. Once again. And you know, I think my stern admonishment to Mitch Keller also had some effect today, as Mitch Keller, you know, pitched a pretty good game. So you know, North Shore 9, you know, we're handling our business out there. So
yeah, I think we'll get to Keller a little later, but I think that's the star of the show today was the offense. And one more time, just, you know, if you want to be entered for sandwiches, please make sure you put hashtag raise it in the comment section to be entered in to win 2 free sandwiches. But the offense was on fire today. The offense against a really good Zach Wheeler, who was dealing for the first 4 or so innings, like, he looked really good through 5. We put 6 earned runs up on Zach Wheeler today. Sorry, I guess 5 runs, 4 earned, and then he gets taken out. But what did you think of our offensive performance today?
Well, like I said, it's kind of this is a strange team. I mean, you know, Wheeler had 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
The Pirates are still just they're hard to figure out this year, right? I mean, O'Neill Cruz was 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. Reynolds 0 for 5, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, you say that and say the offense was on fire, and it's like, ooh, you know, and the first run was sort of handed to us.
Yes.
You know, so error, wild pitch, throw into the outfield, you know. So you're like, you're wondering, but guys like you know, Telez had a couple hits. Triolo has a hit. Joey, you know, but then, you know, it starts with an error, and we get a couple guys on, and Jack Sawinski, you know, another guy that's been scuffling, and he's got his average up to 196 now with his two-hit game. But, I mean, he crushes that ball, and suddenly it's an entirely different game.
Yeah. So let's go to the beginning of our offense. So the first run, of course, was a fielding and McCutchen kind of comes home. We did not get another hit with runners in scoring position. I tell you, if I was a Phillies fan watching this series, I would be tearing my hair out seeing the runs that we have scored throughout the series.
Right. I mean, the Friday night game, my goodness. I mean, they just gave us run after run after run. Yeah. And that's kind of the exciting part about all this is, while the Pirates have not played well, have played kind of sloppy, have not hit well, they're 11-5. They're somehow overcoming, which they could never do in the past. And they're overcoming some of this. I mean, they've got to clean some of this up. But here we are.
Other teams are also messing up. Like, you can very tell. You tell this is early in the season. Even with spring training, like, there are still a lot of kinks being worked out in terms of players. There's a lot of errors. Not everyone's making the best heads-up play. And the Pirates are 100% guilty of that. But you're right. It's nice to see teams also make those errors, because it almost makes ours feel less fluky.
I mean, true, because, right, all we do is focus on the Pirates, obsess about the Pirates. I imagine if we watched every, you know, Arizona Diamondback game, every, you know, Toronto Blue Jay game, we'd be like, oh, my God, can anybody throw the ball into the infield? Can't the, you know, can't we turn a double play? It's that same thing. And the one thing they have done really well this year is turn double plays. And the depth of the lineup, right? Again, if you tell me that Cruz and we get 0 for 10 from Cruz and Reynolds, I'm generally going to tell you we probably didn't have a very good game. But that's not true anymore, because we do have guys like Telez and you know, Joey Bart and Triolo, and just guys that are major league baseball players and not space fillers until, you know, somebody else shows up, you know, three years down the road.
I'm surprised that Joey Bart's even a major league level player, because he wasn't when he was in San Francisco, but he has been. It's not like looking at a 2011 lineup and thinking, all right, you got Reynolds, you got Hayes, you got Cruz, and then like six tax accountants. You know, you got actual MLB baseball players. And that showed, I think, mostly in the fifth and in the sixth inning, where we got our five runs. You know, we load the bases up. We really get to Wheeler. And then he makes a mistake to Jack Sawinski, who takes full advantage. And he crushes one into right field. It is a whole new ball game. Instead of being down 2-1, we are now up 5-2. That was such a huge home run from a struggling Jack Sawinski.
Right. Well, yeah, and Cutch had got on prior to that. You know, these guys have been scuffling, and they're, you know, where they are sort of in the middle of the lineup. We can't afford to have them being scuffling. Mm-hmm. And they both came through today, and it's the difference in the game. And, you know, and again, it's the difference in the team this year. It's, I mean, again, for this entire Ben Cherington era, often 1-3 was all we had. You know, 4-9 would be bad. Most of the time, 5-9 was definitely bad. And you just think, you're like, wow, here's an easy, you know, easy six outs for the pitcher coming up, you know? So suddenly now it's like, look, we're not rife with all-stars down there at the bottom of the lineup, but we have guys that you feel like, well, I hope he can get a hit at least before I can go do some errands for the next two innings, because we're doing nothing, right?
Yeah. And later that inning, Joey Bart also hits his second home run of the year. I cannot believe Joey Bart is hitting the way he is doing. But I think, and I've been kind of banging this drum for a while, the big difference today is that we hit home runs, the Phillies didn't.
Right.
And
Tyler brings that up all the time. In today's baseball, you can't win without hitting the ball over the fence.
Yeah. Like, home runs just make life so much easier for you when you hit, and like, good things happen when you hit home runs. And the Pirates issue, even last year and kind of this year, is that we just don't hit the ball out of the yard. But when you do that, you get runs. You can sometimes luck your way into a grand slam. Like, it just makes life so much easier. And so it was really nice to finally see a three home run game from this lineup. Sawinski, McCutchen, and Joey Bart would not be the three guys I would have predicted to hit home runs right. today.
Exactly.
But that also kind of goes into, like, hopefully the length of the lineup.
I mean, again, it was Zach Wheeler. I mean, the grand slam was Zach Wheeler. He's their ace. Yeah. He's one of the better pitchers in baseball.
Yes.
This is one of the better teams, better lineups in baseball. We took 2 out of 4 from the Phillies on the road.
Yeah.
You can't ask for more than that. And did it without, I'm thinking, playing our best baseball. I hope we're not playing our best baseball yet. Yeah. This has been a good weekend. Frustrating in a lot of ways, but it ended on a high note.
The way I was thinking about it is that if someone told you first day of the season, looking at that schedule, that you go 7-4-3 in those 7 against Baltimore and Philadelphia, you take that and run.
It's exactly. Every day of the week. Cash that check, right?
you cash that check quick. And so that is really good. Like, you know, we are holding our own, and with sloppy baseball, we are holding our own against, 100 win teams and NLCS teams.
And that's great. 8-3 on the road, right? 8-3 on the road. I mean, that's you hope to play 500 baseball on the road.
We're not going to be playing at this pace all year, but every game matters. And, getting the wins out early in April help you in the dog days of summer. So 3 more runs. We already talked about Kutch's home run. I think we had another pass ball that let Jared Triolo score. So another non-hitting run that the Phillies gave up today. Right. But 9 runs from the offense. It's really been needed, because even though we've been spoiled with, like, a lot of runs, it's been a bit of a chore to watch this offense over the last couple games. So this was great.
It's been a little sketchy. Right, yeah.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Yeah, it was nice grand slams and like I said, 9 runs. And of course,
we hit the ball hard. That's the big. We were hitting the ball hard. That's been my one gripe about this year. I can take the strikeouts if we hit the ball hard. We did it during the Tiger series. We did it today. I need to see more of this. This is what I want to see: barreling up the ball. Good things happen, because watching that Christopher Sanchez game where we could not hit the ball out of the infield was brutal.
Yeah. It was tough to watch. They're starting to set expectations, and we're to the point now where we're sort of expecting and demanding more. They're not every game, nobody does, but they're starting to show some signs of that this could be a decent offensive team.
Yeah, and then we got Mitch Keller, who got through seven innings today. Mitch Keller, who really struggled to start the season.
No walks. No walks
today. Right. No walks. He did get hit kind of hard, but seven innings, two earned runs, eight hits, four strikeouts, no walks. What did you think of Mitch Keller today?
I thought he looked much better than he has in any start this season. Even the last one where I sort of went on my little rant that, you know, he pitched better, but look, he just seemed to have more conviction when he was throwing his pitches. He looked more in charge. His body language looked better. He didn't have to throw to Henry Davis, which I guess is an issue for him. And you know, it seems like Joey Bart hits a home run when he pitches. So, and he wasn't going after strikeouts. He was pitching to contact someone, and it worked. And he was able to go seven innings. He didn't go 3-2 on every batter, which seems to be his favorite thing to do. So, yeah, he looked a lot better. It's very encouraging. It's back-to-back quality starts. So, yeah, until this game, and maybe still, you know, statistically speaking, he'd been our fifth best starter.
Yeah.
You know, and we need more from him than that. I don't, you know, he doesn't have to be an ace, but, you know, he's got to at least be a number three starter, right? Right. Yeah. Consistent.
With the money that we gave him, he has to be this kind of pitcher. And I mean, baseball's complicated, right? There's a lot of stats. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but sometimes baseball is very simple. And with Mitch Keller, sometimes you just got to throw your best pitches. Yeah. And for some reason, he does not like to throw his best pitches. He wants to throw all the breaking balls. He wants to throw cutters. But when he's at his best, he is throwing that sinker fastball combo, which is what he did the last two starts. And they've been by far the best two starts of the season. When he was throwing that cutter, he was getting murdered. Right. And now he's peppering his own.
It's driven me crazy that someone in the organization, I understand we're player-centric in these sort of things, but this guy, this cutter is just getting murdered, and no one's thought that, you know, A, why is he wanting to throw it? B, why is the catcher calling for it? C, why isn't Oscar Maron said, stop, do not put down, whatever the sign is for, you know, for that cutter, take it out. We don't use it anymore. Brady had to add somebody. And, you know, we all figured it. I still remember a start last year in the second half of the season where he had about four bad starts in a row. He has a good one. They say, what'd you do different? Well, you know, I just was more aggressive with the fastball. It took you five starts to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, and right, it's just like, throw your best pitches. Stop being cute. Stop trying to show your six pitch Mitch. Bailey Falter is throwing his fastball. And his fastball is not Mitch Keller's fastball. You know, Jared Jones is throwing his fastball, and his is, you know, a great. But I mean, look, you know, these guys, just throw your best pitch. Rely on your best pitches. They can't hit it. They're gonna fail 7.5 out of 8 times or 10 times in today's baseball. Yeah. Just rely on your stuff. And, you know, it's nice. He got a strikeout. You know, ramping it up to 97 at one point. You know, it was. You know, he's a good, talented pitcher. Just get out of your head and simplify the game.
No, I agree. And again, like the last two starts he has been, and I thought he looked better against Detroit, even with the walks, just because he was commanding the zone, he was getting whiffs. And I think he got a little lucky today just with all the hard contact he was giving up. You take this version of Mitch Keller where he is simplifying his pitch mix every day of the week, and it was huge. We got a huge seven innings from Mitch Keller today. And I think before this, like, he was struggling to go six.
Right. No, yeah. His first start was maybe five. It wasn't great. And we have a great bullpen, but let's not burn him out by May. Right.
Yeah.
It's a great bullpen. It's got depth. But we need, and you know, Martin Perez goes eight. Falter has, you know, gone six. I thought he could have went seven. He only threw 70 some pitches. Jared Jones, you know, looks like he could go a little longer. He's being efficient. He's not watching people. So, Yeah, what we need from him, you know, he needs to lead the staff. He needs to pitch innings. He needs to protect the bullpen. He needs to be efficient. And he did that today. And, right, he did give up some hard hit, you know, but, that, you know, Trey Turner's a pretty good hitter, you know?
Yeah.
So that is a really good offensive lineup. So if you can work around it, you know, and get the double plays, get the occasional strikeout, that sort of thing, get yourself some easy innings. I don't think he had a 1-2-3 inning until the fifth or sixth, but
yeah. It's a good Phillies lineup. Like, this Phillies lineup is one of those ones where you look at and it is scary. You know, yeah. You know, Brandon Marsh is tearing to cover off the ball and he's hitting sixth. Bryson Stott is a good play. Like, it is a deep lineup. And like I think we said, like, you take the series split. I feel like, and I could be wrong, I feel like we always just get destroyed at Citizen Bank. Like, it's hard to
separate from me because we get destroyed just about everywhere over the past.
There's five certain years parts where, like, everywhere. I feel like as soon as we go, when we have no shot, and that used to be Citizens Bank. But so 2-4, you're 11-5, and you talked about the bullpen. Anything stand out from you from the bullpen today? Anything interesting?
I mean, it was sort of mop up time, but I like Ryan Rider. I listen. Kudos to Charrington. He has done a nice job with the pitching additions that he's added, you know, this year. They've all been pretty effective. And, you know, I'll tell you, I never heard of Ryder Ryan until – I'm never going to get that right. Ryder Ryan until this year. I mean, he pitched one inning prior to this.
Yeah.
Fleming has pitched well. Martin Perez and Gonzalez. Hopefully Gonzalez is going to be okay, but that is
– yeah. Forearm tightness. Forearm tightness is tough.
Forearm tightness. Yeah.
But I mean, I gotta say, because, like, I'll say this. Ryder Ryan, I think I've talked a lot about. I like his stuff. I feel like Josh Fleming has been, like, somewhat of an unsung hero because he's a thankless job. He is mop-up man. And he has done mop-up man so well, and he has saved this bullpen so many innings just by being able to go three in two innings, or, like, that he you're never going to be like, I'm so happy that Josh Fleming is in my bullpen, but he does the dirty work and he does it well. One inning, five pitches, one strikeout. Like, that's about as efficient as you can get.
Right. Exactly. And if you want to think about how good this bullpen is, I suppose, is that, you know, Majinski got sent down.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, with pitchforks and torches, you know, outside the stadium because, who are you going to send down? Everybody's doing pretty well. And it's like, right, he'll come back up when we need him. And that will come. The pitchers, you know, a lot of the pitchers are going to need to rest here or there. And Charrington, we were not too kind to him. The big three, during this offseason did not celebrate a lot of his signings this year. Well, you and I, of course, were on board 100% with these.
There is no evidence whatsoever that I have ever been critical of any of the players we signed.
There's no tape. There's at least no videotape, right?
That's not my Twitter account. You can't prove it's me.
Yeah, it was hacked. My account was hacked. The bullpen looks terrific. I mean, I guess it looks so good that I'm just kind of ho-hum about what it did today, right? No pressure situation, and we're fine.
Yeah, you're in the job done, and I mean, you would hope that they could take care of a 7-run lead, but, you know, they did their job.
We have some PTSD here, so.
Yeah.
I still don't feel safe. 9-2, I'm feeling pretty good, but. You just never know.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the good vibes, but definitely as the Pirates fan, I am just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, I'm constantly waiting for it. But right now, Kutch hit number 300. We are 11-5. We play some good teams to get to 11-5, and that's what you want. You know, that's all you can really ask for this team. After this. Right. We go to New York. So we get a 3-game series with the Mets after this, starting tomorrow.
I'm not scared of the Mets. Oh, I hate when I say stuff like that.
I'm not either.
We've counted our chickens so many times.
You never know. Anyway,
hashtag raise it, people. We're just about to have time.
We're going to give everyone a minute. If you want to put hashtag raise it in the chat, we'll try to win 2 Primanti sandwiches. We're about to give those away. Give everyone a minute or so to do that again. And then so put join, hashtag raise it.
Pledge your fealty. All right. Yes. Do you know how many people have put the hashtag in it yet?
Not 1 second.
I don't have that access in there.
I'm getting that access right now.
But sign up, guys.
Yes.
Join us, subscribe, follow, obsess, mock us. Things are happening.
Yeah, so please, if you would subscribe to the channel, if you want to support us a little bit more, you can become a member on the YouTube channel. If you go to the home YouTube channel, you can press the join button and you get certain perks. All right, so I have 24 entries. We're going to draw it and we're going to see who wins. Congratulations, John.
I think this is John's second win.
John won again?
I'm pretty sure John – I think John won the last time.
Wait, John won again?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure that was – that he won on the last post game I did, which I think was Monday, the Mitch Cohen.
Well, we will
– Congratulations, John.
John, again.
I think you know the drill. Get us, get our information. Get your information to us. Yes, thank you. He did. Yeah, he's gonna get fat and happy. So,
yep. So, congratulations, John. And hopefully next time you guys join in and you guys eat your sandwiches when we sweep the Mets. We get 6-3 more times to hand out sandwiches in the next 3 days.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
yeah, absolutely.
Do you have anything else that you want to add, Doug?
No, I just thank everybody for joining in and participating. I'm just thrilled that I got to see McCutchen's 300th home run. I'm glad to be a small part of you get to talk about it afterwards. That was really exciting. He's been such a great player. It was a good win. We got, very good starting pitching from Keller. We got good offense, and we beat a good team, a good pitcher. And again, we're 11-5, and I'm starting. I don't want to get too excited. I'm just going to shut up.
Vibes are good. Yeah, the vibes are very good. I hope we continue them. Not just stopping in April, but keep going. But for now, the Pirates are sitting pretty right now. And so we are going to get out of here. Thanks for joining us. I hope you all have a good day. Let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.